Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting ninth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard catches it and throws to first to double up Lacy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Knight moves to third. Doug Jones now pitching. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer is hit by the pitch. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to home to get Knight. Kennedy moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. Dwyer moves to third. Wiggins moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer scores. Wiggins moves to third. Lacy moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dwyer is called out on strikes. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lacey hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Yett now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Yett covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knight moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mark Williamson now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Wiggins reaches second base with a double. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wiggins moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Shelby now playing right field. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dempsey is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tabler is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.